7:52, 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Last year, we were very successful with the Saturday gun buyback, and we have two very special guests with us this morning, Dan.
Rather in our Touch Points Rehab Interview Chair, Hartford Police Sergeant Stephen Austin and Officer John Rowe. And gentlemen, we say good morning to you both.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning. And last year, huh? You were here. Quite a success.
Yes, it was. And thank you guys for having us back once again to talk about this gun buyback. And, we give all thanks all to 1360 Radio and Brad. And like I said, you've been one of the guys I've been watching since I was a kid. And I always go back with him on this because I drink milk and look at me now.
All right. How about that?
Yeah, I got to get that in there.
How's this going to work the same? It's going to be on Maple Avenue, right?
Yeah, this one this time, we had our last one in the north end of Hartford, but this one we're going to have in the south end at the South End Senior Wellness Community Center, which is at 830 Maple Avenue. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're looking at this time particularly for Hartford residents. However, we won't turn anyone down if you come out. But we want to concentrate on Hartford residents because we want to encourage people to be a part of this process as much as we are. We're looking to get those firearms. We're very strong Second Amendment believers. Also, I myself personally am an NRA supporter. So we're not looking to take people's firearms. I just want to make that perfectly clear. But what we are looking to get are those firearms that are not being used, that are just laying around the house. They may fall into the hands of someone who is under the effects of a mental illness or a child who may find it just because a father or a mother or a brother or sister left a firearm unsecured, laying around the house. These are the firearms or the type of guns we want to get out of the houses, out of the homes. And we get these guns, we melt them down, and we turn them into gardening equipment that we give back out that's sold. And it goes, a lot of the proceeds go to the Newtown Action Alliance and some of the other charities out there.
Wow.
Now, again, I just mentioned, for example, $400 gift card for an assault rifle.
Different prices for different types of firearms. So $400 for an assault rifle, $250 for a semi-automatic handgun, $150 gift card for a revolver, and $100 for any rifle or long gun, shotgun type. So
now, are there any questions asked? Are gun owners, do they have to have gun permits in order to make returns or what?
No, they don't. Excuse me. I'm glad you asked that, Dan, because we often get asked that. People will call me and I tell them, it's completely anonymous if you want to be anonymous. We don't ask questions. What we do ask you is to, if you could, make the firearm safe, put it in a bag and transport it in your trunk out, so you're not having it in your passenger compartment of your vehicle. But if you have any questions, if you feel, if you're someone who is not proficient with firearms and you have any questions, you can give us a call and we can make arrangements to come and pick that firearm up.
That's great. Yeah, that is great. Okay, just want to give you the address again, the South End Wellness Senior Center, 830 Maple Avenue, Hartford. It is tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's just been so successful in the past.
Brad, joining us now also is Officer John Rowe, and he's involved with there's a faith-based initiative in Hartford, and Officer Rowe is a conduit for that. Talk about that, Officer.
Yeah, well, I work directly under Sergeant Austin, and my title is a faith-based community service officer. And basically what that is for people who don't know, Hartford has over 200 churches, mosques, and temples. And I help bridge that gap between the community, the police department, and our faith community. Because for centuries, churches have and religion, just in general, has always been a gathering point for people, has always been a place to come together, and faith builds hope, and hope gives people strength, and strength, that gets us till tomorrow, and we just take it day by day. So we've been able to utilize a lot of the churches, because our churches are very important. Our churches, mosques, temples, they're very important. They're a place for people to get information. They're a place for people to worship. They're a place to utilize for emergencies, the rally points. We use them for several different things. So I'm dedicated to helping out our religious establishments as much as the community. So it's just an absolute honor to be just a part of that.
And again, it's I think, amazing what the police department has done with this gun buyback. And I think it's because you're trusted.
Yeah, you know.
I truly do.
Well, you know, Brad, one of the things, you know, we've always wanted to build legitimacy within our department. And I think, you know, just like having a faith-based officer, having our community service officers, it's a part of this entire picture of our community policing as a whole. The gun buyback, these are just one way that we build legitimacy. I mean, in most urban areas, there's always been a little mistrust with law enforcement. But I'll tell you, it's something that you build brick by brick, relationship by relationship. Just the fact that we come in here and we talk with you. And I know, Brad, you have your history of working with the old Magnificent 20s in Bellevue Square. And I think, you know, guys of a certain age, we all remember that. And I often tell kids about it and stuff to this day. So law enforcement is going in a new direction. It's no longer going to be the place where law enforcement will just go out and grab guys and arrest them and arrest our way out of the problem. That's not going to happen anymore. We're going to have to be intelligent about it, which is one of the reasons why we think of outside the box. And the gun buyback, although not the answer, what it does is give inspiration and hope to those residents who live in Hartford as we attempt to reduce that footprint of violence that happens in our city. And we want the kids out here to understand that although we're not the only solution, we want to be a part of that solution. Our residents feel a buy-in. They get to contribute. Outside people who are outside the community who also live outside of Hartford, they get to contribute because although they don't live in Hartford, they're here a lot. They come to the Yargo games. They come here for employment. They come to the restaurants. So everybody has a stake in this, and we want those to feel like, hey, we're all buying into this because with a vibrant capital city, we'll have a vibrant state. And I know we have our issues in terms of our budgets in our city and our state, but I believe strongly in the people of Connecticut because I'm a Connecticut born and raised. And I just want that to be put out there that as we move forward, this gun buyback is going to be the thing that we want to do.
South End Wellness Senior Center, 830 Maple Avenue, tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
WDRC-AM, WDRC-FM, HD3 Hartford, WSNG Torrington, WWCO Waterbury, WMMW Meriden, The Brad and Dan Show, presented by Footprint Shoes and Accessories.
Conspiracy theory.